Super Rat Pill Hardcore Asian House Lady.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with it. See, you think it's a devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
If you will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. You know what I'm
every chance you get.
You are
every
minute.
You will keep your radio. You will turn the volume up even higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V, and yes, I do believe we have Rob D here with us today. How are you doing, Rob?
Hi, yes, folks. I'm a bit better. Still feel like doo-doo.
Getting better all the time.
That's something I ate. Speaking of which, I hear there's been a major food recall in the United States. Ready for this? Onions, potatoes that got salmonella in it, and some fresh fruits like lemons, limes that got listeria in it. So, everybody check out your local area or search food contamination or food recalls, and you'll be able to get the more exact information. Well, the cull is on in many ways. This will definitely cause a run by the toilet paper just to have a little laugh. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit better.
All right. Well, Chad, you couldn't join us yesterday because we had a targeted individual on the air who, we had the taboo subject. And the forbidden letting a convicted sex offender speak on the air, you know, that whole ordeal. I quite often do that, which is highly frowned upon, but these people claim innocence.
Well, everybody deserves their chance to speak out, you know, whether it's popular or not is not up for us to decide, is it?
Well, I mean, I do know, because it's just the whole, I almost got framed, and I say almost tried to frame me with some stuff they uploaded to my computer once upon a time, and I know what it's like being in the truth or movement, and you have these shills, you have these fakes out there, and you know they can't take it down. The largest weapon they have in their arsenal is to call you a pedophile or a woman beater. So they do their best to try to take you down by popping off that rumor, that dirty bomb, and so it's very difficult.
It's a very incriminating allegation, you know. It just is, and everybody will believe the allegation because the press villainizes you, and then they never uplift you as much as they drag you down after you're found innocent. Which I hope this person was, but I didn't even have a chance to listen to it. I went through that video you sent me. It was about the Boston bombing and how they staged it and set it up. So that took me, well, that was a 3-hour video. I never even made it all the way through. We get so owned in many ways, though.
Yeah, well, you didn't make it all the way through. Well, that's okay. I think about last 30 minutes of it, it went through some other conspiracies, so.
Well, I was aware of most of the stuff the person had said, but the information about how they used, latex sleeve type things that with scars already on them and stuff, and how blood pumping apparatus with hoses were used and stuff. And, you know, the biggest smoking gun was the guy in the wheelchair, which, you know, I raised a lot of awareness about it, and I caught a lot of shtick for doing it about how He'd already had his legs blown off serving his country, but now he's a crisis actor. But people don't want to accept this stuff, do they?
Well, I think we should give it our own little look at it. I mean, because it's actually a fairly new video. That video was made in, well, at least it was published online for the first time, May of this year. So I think we need to pay it a little bit more respect and mm-hmm. direct people towards it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a really, and I'm not actually at the computer at the moment. I'm trying to boot everything up. This we need to have the link put into the description of the show. So people, if you're listening to this right now from the archive, make sure you look at the link of the archive. It's in the description. Link for the video that we're talking about.
Now, I'll get it.
Now, the Happy Tango and the Thorndike pictures, I'm so glad we have those because, how many situations have we gone through where the government has tried to pull one over on us and it's just, boom, caught? Because somebody else is watching. Somebody else is looking.
Well, in a strong political climate, with winds of change blowing, a false flag unfurls very quickly these days. And I got to give this man credit, where credit is due, because he did his homework. He well spelled it out.
I was actually trying to look and see who the creator of it was. I could not find a name.
I couldn't either. But if you Google Zionist Global Communist Takeover Wake Up, it'll come up.
Okay.
Oh, no, actually, no, the title of the video, I'm wrong. That's the one that's underneath it that comes up. It says, really, it says, Bombshell Boston Bombings, False Flag, All Crisis Actors. You can actually see the fake wounds. Wake Up. Is the title of the video, but I give him much credit. It's a well done video, and it's his evidence is I would call it irrefutable.
Well, it's a bit shoot video, which is why they're able to have such long names.
I'll tell you though, it's some of the stuff I hadn't seen, which was awesome, because I do get sent so many videos a day to watch. Just from Facebook alone, but this one here, I actually put it on the television so I could see it on a bigger screen. Yeah, we got owned that day. But I started thinking, you know, what masters were served? What did they get to do that day? Well, they got to practice kicking people's doors and down all around Boston. You know, that's just a term of being able to force enter and search people's houses for a suspect. Patsy, if you will. That was not cool for the people of Boston, but I think maybe they wanted to see if they could get away with it, and they did. They, our oppressors, you know, when I use the word they, I'm not talking about us, the people that are awake.
Yeah, the ones that live, they live.
Yeah, they live a little too well. And then they accuse us of the crimes they are fairly openly committing. Pedophilia is sex crimes.
Well, and you know, I'm a little bit jaded. I mean, I never really bothered to do too much research behind this false flag. I mean, ever since 9/11, that was just a big one. And, you know, I made a documentary about false flag shooters called Know Their Killers. So I'm a little bit jaded when it comes to all these false flag events. I don't dive into them as much as I used to. I came up with a new term. I'm really building Sevened out.
Building Sevened out. Well, I'm kind of a wascally rabbit. I like to point out to people the foolery that goes on with the media. And, for instance, with George Floyd. I didn't speak out the first day because I didn't have enough information. I try to be objective, you know, with my questioning of an event. But within 2 days, I was seeing too many anomalies to not even point it out on the radio show that I did. It wasn't a popular opinion, but, you know, this is what I do. I see through the matrix of lies, show people that you're being manipulated toward a political end. You know, problem, reaction, solution. Hegel's dialectics. You can Google that term and you'll actually come up with his theory of how to manipulate the masses to get the people to ask for measures that you, the government, want them to ask. Or to, even I could put out a dialectic to make sure I get, let's say, like a chocolate cake. You know, you can persuade people.
Right. Well, oh boy, it's yeah. Once again, I'm just building Seven out, but I would like for people to be in a frame of mind. If the government is covering something, if the government has an official story about something, the one thing you should do automatically is to question and to criticize before anything else. In an investigative format, of course. Because looking at this, I automatically assume the Boston bombing was a false flag, but upon looking at this evidence, it's so gross. It's gross. It was declared that the police were around the area for a drill in the first place.
Yeah.
Why would there be a terrorist attack somewhere where there's a drill going on?
Before you drill a hole or put up a picture, you get your drill off, don't you? You get all your bits ready.
That's the thing. You get all your bits ready. And being in radio, you just brought up the lingo there. You get your bits ready. You have your little segments in your bits. And all these orchestrators, and it was so well pointed out how you have these people orchestrating everything and the camera watchers. That was, I thought that was going to be like really like a conspiracy moment. Okay, how's he going to prove that these guys are watching cameras? But he does on several different occasions of people pointing at cameras, and then the spot is immediately covered up so nobody can get pictures in or cameras through. I was like, wow.
Well, they don't want their guilt being shown, do they? I show their guilt all the time. Another thing that was a bit dodgy is I know you have professional photographers at the Boston Marathon, but, you know, they're usually there just to catch the winners going, the first people that cross the line. Well, there was photographers instantly running to the exact spot where one guy had fallen down on the ground, and they was all there. There was not just one photographer who hung back to get that classic picture of everybody running. There was a group of them, you know, the false flagarazzis. They was ready. They had everybody there. The wheelchairs will be located at the finish line because some people just pass out when they cross the line. It's a very exertive event to do. So I didn't think too much of that. Cowboy hat was mighty new on that guy, you know, conveniently dipping it in blood so that he had that great representative image of of the catastrophe that happened. Oh, I think we should DNA check that flag. It's probably in a museum somewhere. These are the proofs that you can get.
Yeah, with all that fake blood.
Yeah, there was more fake blood there than on a Kiss concert. Gene. Let's check the flag of Gene's. I'm a huge Kiss fan. Always have.
Well, listen, okay. Yeah, that blew me away as well. I didn't know anything about the magic blood. So that's something that really caught me off guard. That's something I learned new yesterday. New, brand new thing. I'll try to learn something new every day. That was it for me yesterday. The magic appearing blood. It's sort of like the reverse of the invisible ink.
In a straight line. Where no laceration had occurred. How about a guy with the shredded pants? He didn't have. He wasn't peppered with nothing on his legs or his arm or anything. Running boy. Isn't that what the guy called? Or running man. And I know it's
laughable. Well, I tell you what. I tell you what. I want one of those. If it was a real bomb. I want one of those bombs and put it right in the middle of some female rally, because if it's just going to rip all the clothes off and not make them bleed, well, hey, we got a good time.
Oh, well, I'm not going to go there. That'll produce the hate machine. We'll get more real Karen triggered on that one.
Hey, yeah, but, Karen and you're offended by that, please call in.
Yeah, smoke and mirrors, folks. So we're being fooled. We're being played. They use Hollywood tricks to fool us that real things happen. And I gotta point out, false flags like 9/11 cause wars sometimes that generations of children pay for with real blood. Real blood.
And that's what these crisis actors just do not understand. So persuaded. Oh, that's my favorite word. Yes, it's treasonous. It's treasonous. Treason against the people. And listen, people, I don't know who, and it's actually these agencies they're dangling on the line too. They're being manipulated as well, which I find to be hilarious. Oh, the Senate and Congress is talking about cutting our funding. We're Homeland Security. You can't cut our funding. Oh, no, you're gonna get your funding cut. Well, 3 days later, boom, there's a supposed terrorist attack. And hey, they got all the money in the world. But in reality, they could have unlimited funding anyways without anything going down. So really, we have the politicians to blame even on top of that. And it's gross.
Well, it's legal, though. They've made it legal to do this. Information and Educational Exchange Act of 1948, Public Law 80-402, popularly called the Smith-Mundt Act, is the basic legislative authorization for propaganda activities conducted by the U.S. State Department, sometimes called public diplomacy. Get out of here. So, right there, the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, so they took an old act and they added a couple sentences and took a couple out and made it legal for them to do this.
Okay, that's Mike telling us we need to go to break right now. So we didn't go to break right now. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show The Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Okay, yes, we are back from commercial break. Yes, we have Noki 5 in the chat right now, and he's alerting everybody to come on to his show, but everybody's listening to our show. At least hope so. But I want him to see the coffee video and see what he has to say about it. For those who are not familiar with Naroki 5, he's a MGTOW. Men going their own way. And it's I've gotta hear his point of view of it, because I know it's gonna be a riot. And we can end the week off that way. But, yeah, I want to get back on subject here. The thing that was really big for me that the documentarian, this investigator, didn't point out. Well, I mean, he used the clock. There's this big rope with a digital clock on it out there. He used it as a frame of reference for a lot of the time. But I'm thinking to myself, wow, that clock is really, it's still up, it's still visible. You know, most of the fences have been torn, been broken, torn down, stuff like that. But that rope is still up with time on it. And that's very damning as far as how this investigator used it. But I thought to myself, why did they keep that up? Oh, well, the crisis actors have cues, and they have to do everything within a timely manner. Everybody's got to know what time it is.
Yep. Oppression time.
Yeah! And it blew me away once I came to that revelation. But yeah, this is definitely, definitely set up. Like that, like everybody on cue, everybody, you know, and the other smoking gun is, yes, fat girl in, well, in purple. I call her Barney. She's going and ripping everyone's clothes up with the scissors.
Yeah.
She has the scissors in hand. Yeah.
In Turkish, atter scissors means horse thief.
Well, horse beef.
She said, atter scissors. In other words, she's not honest.
All right. Yeah. And she's wearing sunglasses like she's a federal agent. A lot of these people kept their sunglasses on. You think you're helping out in a crisis, you think you want your vision unimpaired?
Well, you know, you have to wear safety glasses when you handle chemical substances, and maybe that fake blood burns in your eyes or something.
These people don't want to be identified.
Yeah, we could look at ears and chins and noses, and we could figure things out. Very often we bust.
Well, but it still gives plausible deniability, though. But yes, Barney running around like lightning with a pair of scissors. And some of these clothes that are supposedly blown apart, it's just nothing but a straight line from ankle up to kneecap.
Yeah, start a hole and rip your jeans, and you'll kind of get the same effect. Use some of those Lister scissors. That's what they use to cut their clothing when somebody has an accident, so they can get at the wound area in real life. So easy to keep those in your pocket without hurting yourself, too. That's what they're called, Lister scissors.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, another thing that was going around at the time was during Sandy Hook, supposedly the principal, a lady, was killed. Well, she also died in the Boston bomb. Her face was all over the screen. Talk about the Lazarus effect.
Well, something I'm going to do when I get the Red Pill Hardcore TV show up and running again, when we launch the network, I was going to do something called the Illuminati series. I wanted to get each and one of the Illuminati cards and do an episode on each one of them to show how these things have come into fruition or how they're active currently in our society. One of these things had, one of these cards had a lady running at a bombing, like a lady jogging. One of these pictures were caught of a lady wearing the same thing, jogging at this bombing. I'll prove that to you guys when we do the show. But for right now, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovine. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back. This is Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host V, and sorry for the sound difference there. I'm back on the main computer here, and well, hope it sounds a little bit better. So, yes, it's been confirmed. We're gonna have Naroki 5, the Mingtao Warrior show tomorrow night. I was not satisfied with the coverage of that coffee flinging Karen. That needs to be talked about some more. We need to get these people in line. And I want to talk about the nature of these people, the character of these people. Now, it was said that these people were related to each other in one way or another, in-laws and distant relatives, you know, police officers and EMTs at the scene of the
so-called Boston bombing. And this has sort of a bit of the stink Freemasons on it. Well, when you have something that only family members can do just to keep a secret, it has that stink of the pseudo-Freemasons that are running our country right now. I can't prove that, but if somebody wants to look into it, please do. Please do. But to be a part, and I don't care what any law enforcement says to you, if you're approached and you are asked to do something in deceit that the entire nation is going to see, you have committed treason if you go along with it. Treason. I don't care if they say, oh, well, if you do the secret mission for us, we will get funding for this and for that, and that'll be better for our country. You know, whatever brainwashing crap they told these people, I don't care what it is. It's treason. It's not truthful. And it's not a truthful operation coming from so-called law enforcement or protection security agencies. It's not truthful. Then it's a treasonous psychological operation. You have treason, you have corruption. Where you have corruption, you have crime. Where you have crime, you have criminals. And when you have criminals, these days, you have the people running the system. So it's a vicious little circle that no one is taking into account. When I say no one, I'm talking about you crisis actors.
Yep. Oh, you got the one like that crying phone girl, right? Everybody is synonymous with that. They're all with the mouth open because a picture's a thousand words. If you can show some anguish on the news, it sells. It sells the whole lie of the agenda that's wanted. A lot of it's aimed toward gun control in the United States. I keep pointing out, Agenda 21 does not want private ownership of weapons by the people themselves. So it is aimed toward a lot of that. I think the Boston bombing, instantly legislation gets introduced that normally takes time to write, but instantly introduced to curb guns, to have stricter controls over getting them and background checks and this and that. And then the NRA is already up there. Oh, no, our rights, our rights. And it's a big game to them to manipulate our minds, to get us to ask for our own oppression. It is. Whip me harder, whip me harder. Oh, let's argue over who's going to hold the whip net. That's what's going on this next few weeks as we head toward the presidential selection event. So expect more false flags as well. If Trump makes a really good speech, expect a false flag the next day to get people not to talk about what he was saying. Or Biden makes a really good speech, or if he makes a complete sentence even, you know, maybe Trump will have a false flag. That's kind of what I see coming, and we'll see a lot more of these as we head toward November.
Well, I think we the people, we should have counter addresses. The president gets up and he does an address to the nation. We need to have scenarios where we have someone that we actually truly elect stand at the podium and say, you know, have a we the nation address the politicians. And
they would stack that deck like they stack those town meetings that they used to have. You won't get in the door if you don't have the view they want to hear on the television.
Well, be that as it may, we need to do one very quickly and just state to the government, under no circumstances are we to relinquish our weapons. under no circumstances are we going to give up our rights, especially our constitutional rights. If we can just hardline that to these people, the false flags just may stop. They just may be, oh, well, screw it then.
That's it's gone on a long time. It's not something that's new since this Month Act was passed. I could go back. You could even mention one, the fire at the Reichstag that the Socialist Party used to blame the other political parties of silencing their voice. So they very effectively did a coup. So that led to the rise of the Nazis in Germany. We had the Bay of Tonkin incident with the USS Liberty being targeted and, you know, had actual missiles fired at it by Israel. But that got buried, and that led into a full-scale U.S. occupation and event over in Vietnam that lasted far too long. But that sold a lot of weapons for the military-industrial complex. Right now I see a staged tension between Russia, USA, and China over nuclear-type things because, well, we were heading away from nuclear weapons and that industry was losing its sugar-coated donut every morning from the government, so in the form of money. So they had to create more tension in that area to say, well, we need more nuclear weapons now. That SALT agreement, Strategic Arm Limitation, talk agreement between Gorbachev and Reagan is no longer valid, right? So we need to violate all those things that violate all our rights just because that industry wants money. I'm just going to go there. It's, you know, that's a hypothetical look at it, but that's what I think is going on with that particular event. Because right now there's this very heavy nuclear tension going on. They say Europe is arming and aiming missiles towards Russia again. Russia says, well, we'll shoot down any missile coming toward us. We're going to assume it's nuclear. So they're going to back out of that agreement. It's going to sell a lot of arms, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, listen. Now, when I say you, I mean you listeners and the people. You can either sit there quietly while the psychopath to your left is driving the car, running over everything, driving at crazy speeds, or you can do a quick right hook, put your foot on the brake, and grab that wheel. That's the only two options you got.
Yeah, on a runaway train, you gotta hit the dead man switch, or you become the dead man.
I mean, and I was thinking about this the other day. You know, listen, what's one or two false flags a year versus 250 million? Americans giving up their right to defend their homes with a weapon against criminals and corrupt government alike. You might as well consider these false flag events a natural disaster. It's going to happen. Just be glad you weren't there. And move on. Move on about your day. Don't think about it.
But the news will... They'll put it to you in such a way that you feel like you were there. You feel, well, that could have been you, you know. So you'll people will give up things, and then the people that gave up their weapons will do the mask reaction of Karenisms towards the ones that didn't. What we're seeing playing out now is the whole instilling in people the for the better good, I don't matter type scenarios that is going on. And we're being conditioned towards this. So I can see that being used later on for where the actual pressure of people around you will demand it. Personally, I think it's your right to bear arms. If you want to, that's a decision that you should be able to make. It doesn't mean I have to have a weapon, but it means you have a right to have one. So, and it is your constitutional right if the Constitution still means anything anymore.
Right. And hey, what a surprise. We have Dr. Kelly joining us this evening. Can we get Dr. Kelly on the line?
Right on. I might be here.
Good evening, all right. Dr. Kelly.
Hello, hello.
Right on. Thank you so much. It's like my new favorite show, and I wanted to pop in with a little frosting for the cupcakes here.
Please do.
It was my observation, and I apologize if I'm repeating myself, but I think it was another show. This one time on RBN, on this radio show, my observation was that the Lens Crafter store sign had the word craft all by itself, and I have another weird tie-in to that, remind me. And what I noticed was that at that Lens Crafter store, the glass window had exploded from the inside out onto the sidewalk toward the street where the course was, and like running is the stupidest ass thing that you can do. You know, remember Jim Fix, the runner's Bible or whatever? Like, he died of a massive heart attack, especially if you're running in the dead of winter. And what did Cedric the Entertainer said? Like, don't run unless you're being chased. And those crisis actors are the nastiest whores, the cheapest whores for hire, you know, because they just keep, like, doing it again and again and again. So thanks for pointing that out. And in South Lake Tahoe, there was this article in the paper about how there was going to be a mass casualty incident after they were going to do it, like, after school at the high school. The city was involved. The FBI was involved. And there was no mention of the county sheriff, which is DeAgostini, the good actual constitutional sheriff, one of few in California. And I faxed that freaking newspaper article to their office and the Sheriff's Association. Like, I'm not playing around. Like, you know, stuff's going to get popped out, and, you know, it's going to get faxed to the important people because, you know, it's like this is county, whatever, El Dorado down there. And I hope that when you do your cool television show that it's viewer-supported and that the caviars instead of caveats are this, that the people that are coming on have to be either a first-hand eyewitness or ear witness or an expert witness or somebody that actually has a vested interest and a tie-in to the thing. And they're not just like, you know, just wasting our precious time. And so thank you so much again for all of your work and another awesome topic.
Well, you know, the network, TLBTV, will be viewer supported for sure. It'll be product supported, advertiser supported, and the products will be the products of the host themselves, okay? So it's not going to be some outside influences going to tell us what we can and can't say. Okay, so Rob and I are going into business here. I can't wait for him to get over here to Poland so we can discuss some things. But yeah, we're not going to be some controlled mouthpieces, that's for sure.
Right on. Where's the secret wormhole to go? Like, I'm at the tip of the triangle way over here in California. And, you know, like, where's the wormhole that can get us there in, like, 2-3 seconds? You know, that's what I vote for.
Imagine it's in a deep underground bunker somewhere.
That was funny, yeah, because I actually heard the tunneling boring machine bearing down, and I think it was going east to west underneath me. And it's so funny because, you know, there's like these massive reservoirs and this ginormous lake and a bunch of granite, like what a bunch of dorks. And I could hear it bear down and then let up a little bit, and then it would bear down for a few seconds going under from one end of my house to the other. And so I brought the fire chief, my buddy, over, and I was like, dude, check this out. Put on this stethoscope and listen. And he's like, that is so weird that you noticed that. And I'm like, thanks for verification with just one or two witnesses.
Is Mike Madsen apple again?
Yeah, it's a very distinct sound. Because they're building a new subway network over in Izmir. And you can hear the boring machine going like away from the station further on as it's linking things. I walk around a lot, and it is a very distinct sound. It sounds like a crunching noise. But they're using ones that are, they have nuclear-powered ones that actually fuse the walls so they don't have to line them. So they can go very quickly. That's a fact. I'm not just hypothesizing. They just look up nuclear-powered boring machines, and you will see these. It's like a big earthworm. The turn in front, and it glows the actual bits so that it fuses the walls as they go. And they get airtight, because for these high-speed trains they're planning and transport systems in these tunnels, they have to be in a vacuum, or the air itself will heat the things that are traveling through it, akin to going through the atmosphere on reentry, making a space vehicle glow, if you will. That's the only comparison I can give to it.
Well, it definitely melts what it's boring through, and it makes a glassy-like surface. So, since that hot.
Oh, Janet.
Yeah.
Yeah, low maintenance.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
Yeah,
because you think about like BART and Muni in San Francisco. I'm like a firsthand eyewitness. You know, been on all of those trains. Like I'm a seventh generation native from what used to be one of the greatest cities on earth. Now is the poopiest place on earth. Thank you, Pelosi, lousy.
You know, I'm surprised to say don't welcome to California because the policies of that state are so communist. Really are.
Yeah, and
you're a 49er then, for real.
Oh, totally, dude. Yeah, absolutely. And not to brag on, the greatest team in the history of football, but I've not...
Dallas Cowboys out of it.
No, the 49ers was my West Coast team, because as an East Coast person, when your local ones were finished, the West Coast games would be on later. The 49ers were my other, so the Montana years,
Yeah, right on.
So, yeah, Dallas Cowboys was like my nemesis. My older brother liked them, so it was, created a nice rivalry in the house.
There. Yeah, same thing with me and my cousin, yeah.
But we were rooting for which gladiator that was paraded before us in the loaves of bread gladiator scenario. Which one do we want? A lot of that looks fixed. All you gotta do is own the referees. You own the game.
All right. Well, Oh boy. Yeah. But anyhow, guys. Yeah, I'm really upset that trillions of dollars missing. Again, yes, these tunnels in these underground cities are being built. They have been built, still being built. And when they get done doing what it is that they're doing, you better believe they're not going to care how crappy things on the surface gets. And if it gets too out of control and we get to a point of a revolution, guess what? Subsonic nauseators are going to be... they're going to be ringing all across the globe. All the mind control frequencies, from the satellites to the cell towers. Our brains just might explode. We might just end up ravenously killing each other because of the signals.
All you gotta do is hit the right frequency from Musk's satellites that are going up there, and you're right. They can induce the manias
continuance of government and their child trafficking, all this stuff is going to continue underground while we die here on the surface. We need to be taking this infrastructure down, people. I'm just telling you right now. It's not paranoia. Hell, they made a movie about it. The Kingsman. Secret Service. Yeah, it's a movie, but, you know, Hollywood tells the truth.
The Mole Man from Planet of the Apes.
What is that creepy airport in Colorado? DIA?
Denver.
Yes.
Have you ever been there?
Yes.
No.
I flew out from Denver last year.
Oh, it's so creepy. And the people that work there are already, like, automaton, robotized, you know. And so I believe 90% of what I've seen and heard about the underground there at the airport. And it's so creepy when you tool in there on the bus to catch a flight. It's way, 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 way out of town. And there's a giant rearing horse with flaming eyes, and it's like this weird turquoise blue color, and yeah. I was like, I'm like, so never coming here again. It's like too...
Locals call that statue, they call it Blucifer.
Blucifer.
Yeah, that's what the locals call that statue. My son lives in Colorado, so when I visit here, and when you're coming in on the runway, taxiing in toward the main hangars there, you see a couple buildings that obviously have no roads leading away from them, really, with piles and piles and piles of sand. Like, something's been dug out and dumped on the ground there. So they definitely built something under that place. Sadly, at the time, the artwork was removed from the walls when I went through, because they were redoing the inside of the terminal, the arrivals hall. So I didn't get to see the famous paintings. Because I was going to film a video in there while I had some time to kill. But I didn't get to do it. The place got a terrible vibe. Very terrible vibe to that place.
Yeah, yeah. What year did you go through that airport?
It was last year. It was August of 2019.
That's so weird. Maybe they got so much bad press already and publication and discussion that they're like, oh man, we got to get rid of this. It's making us look like we're evil and satanic. But I was there a few times. It was Snowboard Nationals in Colorado.
Oh, you and your snowboarding. Hey, listen, we got to hear more about you and your adventures.
I had one of those original snurfers, the yellow one, when I was a kid. Like I was funny.
But guys, we have no time left in the show. So, but stay on for the after show, and we can get to more of this information. So, right now, guys, it's been Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, B. And remember, in the land of Viv, Neon Third Eye is king. So educate yourself.
Big love, people. Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.